Now to Ajahn Brahm.
Very good. So now we can have a nice meditation before we start the evening talk. So if you'd like to get yourselves comfortable, there's lots, those coming in late, there's lots of room up in the front over here. Maybe just come a bit closer. I shower every day, I brush my teeth. There's no need to feel afraid. That's very good. Because there's always people coming a bit late, and so they have a chance to sort of get in the back. If I was the Rolling Stones or Justin Bieber, there'd be people sitting right here. I don't know what it is. Sometimes they think that monks are like aliens, and you can't get close to them. They come from another planet. So anyway, very good. So if you'd like to close your eyes. Now with your eyes closed, you can become more aware of your body. You're not so distracted. And when you're aware of your body, you can feel all the tiredness of the day. And sometimes tension, where you've had some emotional strains, physical injuries, you can feel sometimes tightness in your body. As soon as you are aware of the tightness or the tiredness, all you need to do is to be kind. It is a kindness which relaxes you. Like sometimes you may be a little animal you find in the forest who's injured. And your kindness relaxes it. They realize you mean it no harm, and their tightness lessens and vanishes. The power of kindness to relax even muscles in your body and heal injuries, take away pain, is very powerful. So don't just be aware of any unpleasant feelings in your body. Be kind to them. And you'll feel that your body relaxing, especially those parts which are tense, which are tight, which are irritating. And you use mindfulness, especially of the irritating parts of your body, adding kindness to relax to the max all parts of your body. If you need to cough or scratch, please do so.
Just being aware of your own body and watching it relax. And especially being aware of what it feels like to have a body which is at ease and in comfort. Once you notice the pleasant feeling of relaxation, the relaxation deepens. You're not moving the body, you're not holding it tight, you're allowing it to open up. You're not fighting it, you're being kind to it. All these make the body more and more relaxed and more healthy. So instead of wandering off and thinking about stuff, feel the body a few more seconds longer. Once the body is reasonably relaxed, then we turn to our mental world, the world of thoughts, memories and plans, reactions and comments. Now instead of trying to control that mental world, we relax it, we let it be. The mind only moves because of wanting something. See if you can let go of all wanting, of wanting to be somewhere else, wanting to change things, and just be. Be content with what you have right now. You don't get happiness by trying to change things. You get happiness by learning how to be content with what you have. Even the feelings, the sounds, the thoughts, whatever's happening now. Let it be. As you let go into the present moment, don't be concerned about anything to do with the past. All your memories are like coffins containing dead moments. Don't carry the coffins into the present moment. Let the past lie in the past, and don't bring it into the present. You don't learn from the past. You are imprisoned by the past. And as for the future, now is where your future is made. If you care about your future, spend time making the future now by being kind, by letting things be, by resting, and finding peace of mind right here when you don't want anything else. The mind gets a bit restless. You can ask yourself, am I breathing in or am I breathing out? How do you know which one it is? There is a feeling called the feeling of the breath. Where it's located is not important. Just so you know, the breath is going in. Just so you know, the breath is going out. Treating the breath like a friend, not a slave to be controlled. Just a friend just to be with. Hanging out with the feeling of your breath. Not thinking or giving things names. but have a mind which can notice the silence between your thoughts. The silence of the breath coming in and the quietness of just watching a breath come out. See if you can lessen your fear. It's only because of fear that we control. Take a chance and just let things be. No fear. Let go. And feel the peace, the bliss, the freedom. And just allow this moment to exist. Just make peace with this moment. Don't fight it. Don't try and go somewhere else. Make peace and be here. Don't let the past echo into the future. Don't let the future drag one away from the present. Just stay here. Just in the now. Exploring peace. It's getting close to the end of the meditation period. Only a minute or two to go. How do you feel now? How much peace can you know right now? How much freedom? Freedom from the past and the future and the thoughts. Freedom of having to do and change things. How much freedom do you feel? The ability to accept this moment and be at peace. Now I'm going to ring the gong three times to end the meditation period. Please listen before opening your eyes. Listen to every sound of the gong. And only when the last ringing of the gong vanishes, the third, only then open your eyes. Okay, very good. very good. More people have